This week's settlement between the Roman Catholic Diocese of Providence, Rhode Island, and 36 victims of sexually abusive clergy is adding a new wrinkle to negotiations in Boston. The Providence settlement is more than 3 times larger per victim than what the Boston Archdiocese is offering its victims. And as NPR's Duncan Moon reports, that discrepancy is putting pressure on Boston to pay more.
The Providence settlement comes at a sticky time for the Boston Archdiocese. Earlier this year, they had concluded, or were very near concluding, a very similar agreement with the victims of defrocked priest and convicted molester John Gagan. But in May, the Archdiocesan Finance Committee said it could not afford it and went back to the negotiating table. But the victims took the archdiocese to court, saying the settlement had already been offered and could not be rescinded. In recent weeks, with the encouragement of the judge, the two sides have come close to a much less generous agreement. The judge has put her ruling on hold to see if they can close the deal. Now, into the middle of this, comes the settlement in Providence. Charles Zeck, an expert in Catholic Church finances at Villanova University, says the timing and nature of that settlement could shake things up in Boston.
I think the key issue here is the fact that this was a negotiated settlement. This wasn't imposed on Providence. They negotiated this, something they felt they could live with and they could afford. It's going to be real tough in my mind for Boston, a much larger archdiocese, to then say, well, you know, we can't afford a settlement as generous as that was agreed to voluntarily by Providence.
The Providence settlement could disrupt more than the negotiations in Boston. It could also have an influence on the legal proceedings should the two sides fail to reach an agreement. Elizabeth Warren, an expert in bankruptcy and commercial law at the Harvard Law School, says officially the court cannot take formal account of the Providence settlement, but
in reality, does it matter to the court that other parties seem to have been able to work their way to a settlement? Sure it does. And if one party here seems to be blocking the way more than the other, that other settlement is giving you a yardstick for who's being reasonable and who's being unreasonable. Can that have some sort of influence on the judge? It sure can.
Retired priest Richard Sipe says whether the Providence settlement forces the Boston Archdiocese to be more forthcoming is not the issue. Sipe has served as a mediator or expert witness in more than 50 sexual abuse cases. He says the real mistake was not coming to a quick and compassionate settlement, something he says his experience shows is the only real solution.
Oftentimes the victims are very willing to settle. My experience on several cases has been the victim would settle for an apology, a vindication, and say $300,000. In the end, the diocese rejecting that, Los Angeles diocese rejected that. And so it took 3 years in the process, and in the end they had to settle for $5.2 million for one victim.
And, Sipe says, the cost of not settling is more than just financial. And for a church, he says these other costs can be even more damaging.
If you get into the legal arena, the emotion goes up, the hurt goes up. The church should come to quick, just, and forthright settlements with these things. The longer they carry them on in the court, the more everyone suffers, including the church and the diocese.
Neither the Boston Archdiocese nor the lawyer for the victims would comment on how the Providence settlement might affect their negotiations or their legal proceedings. But given that it was 3 times more generous than the one on the table in Boston, and given the front-page coverage of the story in both cities, the question is not whether the Providence settlement will influence the negotiations in Boston, but how significant that influence will be. Duncan Moon, NPR News.